atmosphere and climate change. Section 1. Climate and climate change. Weather is the state of the atmosphere at a particular place at a particular moment. Climate is the long-term prevailing weather conditions at a particular place, based upon records taken. To understand the difference between weather and climate, consider Seattle, Washington, and Phoenix, Arizona. These two cities may have the same weather on a particular day. For example, it may be raining, warm, or windy in both places, but their climates are quite different. Seattle's climate is cool and moist, whereas Phoenix's climate is hot and dry. What factors determine climate? Climate is determined by a variety of factors. These factors include latitude, atmospheric circulation patterns, oceanic circulation patterns, the local geography of an area, solar activity, and volcanic activity. The most important of these factors is distance from the equator. For example, the two locations shown in Figure 1 have different climates, mostly because they are at different distances from the equator. Latitude. The distance from the equator measured in degrees north or south of the equator is called latitude. The equator is located at 0 degrees latitude. The most northerly latitude is the North Pole at 90 degrees north, whereas the most southerly latitude is the South Pole at 90 degrees south. Low latitudes. Latitude influences climate because the amount of solar energy an area of Earth receives depends on its latitude. More solar energy falls on areas that are near the equator than on areas that are closer to the poles, as shown in Figure 2. The incoming solar energy is concentrated on a relatively small surface area at the equator. In regions near the equator, night and day are both about 12 hours long throughout the year. In addition, temperatures are high year-round, and there are no summers or winters. High latitudes. In regions closer to the poles, the amount of energy arriving at the surface is reduced. In the northern and southern latitudes, sunlight hits the Earth at an oblique angle and spreads over a larger surface area than it does at the equator. Yearly average temperatures near the poles are therefore lower than they are at the equator. The hours of daylight also vary. At 45 degrees north and south latitude, there is as much as 16 hours of daylight each day in summer, and as little as 8 hours of sunlight each day in winter. Near the poles, the sun sets for only a few hours each day in summer and rises for only a few hours each day in winter. Atmospheric circulation. Three important properties of air illustrate how air circulation affects climate. First, cold air sinks because it is denser than warm air. As cold air sinks, it compresses and warms. Second, warm air rises. It expands and cools as it rises. Third, warm air can hold more water vapor than cold air can. Therefore, when warm air cools, the water vapor it contains may condense into liquid water to form rain, snow, or fog. Solar energy heats the ground, which warms the air above it. The warm air rises, and cooler air moves in to replace it. This movement of air within the atmosphere is called wind. Because the Earth rotates, and because different latitudes receive different amounts of solar energy, the pattern of global atmospheric circulation shown in Figure 3 results. This circulation pattern determines Earth's precipitation pattern. For example, the intense solar energy striking the Earth's surface at the equator causes the surface, as well as the air above the equator, to become very warm. The warm air can hold large amounts of water that evaporate from the equatorial oceans and land. As the warm air rises, however, it cools, which reduces some of its ability to hold water. Thus, areas near the equator receive large amounts of rain. Global circulation patterns. Cool air normally sinks. But cool air over the equator cannot sink, because hot air is rising below the cool air. As a result, the cool air rises and is forced away from the equator toward the north and south poles. At about 30 degrees north latitude and 30 degrees south latitude, some of this cool air sinks back down to the Earth's surface. The air becomes warmer as it descends. The warm, dry air moves across the surface of the Earth and causes water to evaporate from the land below, which creates dry conditions. Air descending at 30 degrees north latitude and 30 degrees south latitude either moves toward the equator or toward the poles. Air moving toward the poles warms while it is near Earth's surface. At about 60 degrees north latitude and 60 degrees south latitude, this air collides with cold air traveling from the poles. The warm air rises. When this rising air reaches the top of the troposphere, a small amount of the air returns back to the circulation pattern between 60 degrees and 30 degrees north latitude and 60 degrees and 30 degrees south latitude. However, most of this uplifted air is forced toward the poles. Cold, dry air descends at the poles, which are essentially very cold deserts. Prevailing winds. Winds that blow predominantly in one direction throughout the year are called prevailing winds. Because of the rotation of the Earth, these winds do not blow directly northward or southward. Instead, these winds are deflected to the right in the northern hemisphere. They are deflected to the left in the southern hemisphere. Belts of prevailing winds blow most of the time in both hemispheres, between 30 degrees north and south latitudes and the equator. These belts of wind are called the trade winds. The trade winds blow from the northeast in the northern hemisphere and from the southeast in the southern hemisphere. Prevailing winds, known as the westerlies, are produced between 30 degrees and 60 degrees north latitudes and 30 degrees and 60 degrees south latitudes. In the northern hemisphere, these westerlies are southwest winds. In the southern hemisphere, these westerlies are northwest winds, as shown in Figure 4. The polar easterlies blow from the poles to 60 degrees north and south latitudes. Oceanic circulation patterns. Ocean currents have a great effect on climate because water holds large amounts of heat. The movement of surface ocean currents is caused mostly by winds and the rotation of the Earth. These surface currents redistribute warm and cool masses of water around the planet. Some surface currents warm or cool coastal areas year-round. Surface currents affect the climate in many parts of the world. Here we will only discuss surface currents that change their pattern of circulation over time. El Niño, Southern Oscillation. El Niño is the name given to the short-term, generally 6 to 18-month, periodic change in the location of warm and cold water masses in the Pacific Ocean. During an El Niño, winds in the western Pacific Ocean, which are usually weak, strengthen and push warm water eastward. Rainfall follows this warm water eastward and produces increased rainfall in the southern half of the United States and in equatorial South America. El Niño causes drought in Indonesia and Australia. During La Niña, on the other hand, the water in the eastern Pacific Ocean is cooler than usual. El Niño and La Niña are opposite phases of the El Niño Southern Oscillation, or ENSO, cycle. El Niño is the warm phase of the cycle, and La Niña is the cold phase, as illustrated in Figure 5. Pacific Decadal Oscillation. The Pacific Decadal Oscillation, or PDO, shown in Figure 6, is a long-term 20 to 30-year change in the location of warm and cold water masses in the Pacific Ocean. PDO influences the climate in the northern Pacific Ocean and North America. It affects ocean surface temperatures, air temperatures, and precipitation patterns. Topography. Mount Kilimanjaro, a 5,896-meter extinct volcano in Tanzania, is about 3 degrees south of the equator, but snow covers its peak year-round. Kilimanjaro illustrates the important effect of height above sea level, or elevation, on climate. Temperatures fall by about 6 degrees Celsius, or about 11 degrees Fahrenheit, for every 1,000 meters increase in elevation. Mountains and mountain ranges also influence the distribution of precipitation. For example, consider the Sierra Nevada Mountains of California. Warm air from the Pacific Ocean blows east, hits the mountains, and rises. As the air rises, it cools, which causes it to rain on the western side of the mountains. By the time the air reaches the eastern side of the mountains, it is dry. This effect is known as a rain shadow, as shown in Figure 7. Other influences on Earth's climate. Both the sun and volcanic eruptions influence Earth's climate. At a solar maximum, shown in Figure 8, the sun emits an increased amount of ultraviolet or UV radiation. UV radiation produces more ozone, warming the stratosphere. The increased radiation can also warm the lower atmosphere and surface of the Earth a little. In large-scale volcanic eruptions, sulfur dioxide gas can reach the upper atmosphere. The sulfur dioxide gas reacts with smaller amounts of water vapor and dust in the stratosphere. This reaction forms a bright layer of haze that reflects enough sunlight to cause the global temperature to decrease. Seasonal changes in climate. You know that temperature and precipitation change with the seasons. But do you know what causes the seasons? As shown in Figure 9, the seasons result from the tilt of Earth's axis, about 23.5 degrees relative to the plane of its orbit. Because of this tilt, the angle at which the sun's rays strike the Earth changes as the Earth moves around the sun. During summer in the northern hemisphere, the northern hemisphere tilts toward the sun and receives direct sunlight. The number of hours of daylight is greatest in the summer. Therefore, the amount of time available for the sun to heat the Earth becomes greater. During summer in the northern hemisphere, the southern hemisphere tilts away from the sun and receives less direct sunlight. During summer in the southern hemisphere, the situation is reversed. The southern hemisphere is tilted toward the sun, whereas the northern hemisphere is tilted away. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.